When Jesus started his public ministry, two of John the Baptist's disciples left John and started following Jesus. When Jesus saw that they were now following him, he asked them a question, "What are you seeking?" The New Living Translation translates the question as, "What do you want?" The Message Bible words the question, "What are you after?" It's a question Jesus asks of all of us who decide to follow him. You see, Jesus doesn't force any of us to follow him. He gives us a choice. He knows, however, that why we're following him makes all the difference in the world with what we will do with our lives. No doubt you remember the phrase in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." The question I would pose to you is this: are you interested in advancing his kingdom or your own? What is your prayer? Thy kingdom come or my kingdom come? Matthew 6:33 instructs us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What did Jesus mean by all these things? Jesus had been just talking to the people who worry about how they're going to get their clothing, food, and drink that they need. Jesus was telling us that if we seek his kingdom first, all these needs will be met. Thy kingdom come or my kingdom come? That is the deepest question anyone can ask you. Most of us have goals, and yes, we'd appreciate a little help from God achieving them. But that's really still just praying, "My kingdom come, my will be done." Jesus asks us, "What are you seeking?" The secret to finding his kingdom is found in Jeremiah 29:13. "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart."
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.